Good morning. I'd like to welcome all of you to the ribbon cutting here for the Collegiate Historic District. We have a number of people here and they'll be speaking, but I would like to space special thanks to the committee that pulled all this together. So we have Jennifer and Jill. Where's Jill? Jill's actually, she's over at her house. She's hosting an open house there. We have Jim Mansueto, and we have Rhonda Commode. And Rhonda, there she is in back. So thank you for the committee for pulling this together. My name is Bob Zylst. I'm with Historic Pella Trust. And Historic Pella Trust has been around for about 20 years. Most people confuse us with the Historical Society, but we're different. We try to take care of tell a really special legacy of architecture. And you're in a neighborhood now that's probably one of the really special neighborhoods of town. It has a wide variety of architecture. It's on this delightful corridor from the downtown area over to the college. And this is an area that we started about 5 or 6 years ago of cataloging all the houses in here, and this district is now on the National Register. And that's part of what we're celebrating today. So this district, along with the homes in it, are on the National Register of Historic Places. So that represented a lot of work. It represented a lot of time and effort by people like Muni, she helped prompt it, and others. Will Page with the historic preservation consultant out of Des Moines. So we invest a lot of time and energy into getting to this point. Our goal for this historic district is to help keep this sort of the charm of the neighborhood. You know, in the past, Historic Pella Trust has put a lot of effort into saving individual buildings. And our focus now is seeing whether we can save the feel and look of these elegant old neighbors and neighborhoods. So you're welcome here for our ribbon cutting, which we'll begin with in just a couple minutes. As part of this, a year ago we approved it, the City Council approved, and Historic Pella Trust had sponsored it, actually an ordinance for the City of Pella where we can by local standards create this historic district. So that work is in progress, and what that allows this neighborhood to do and the citizens of the neighborhood to petition to become a historic district that's really protected by city ordinance and by state law. So being on the National Register doesn't really protect the neighborhood. It's sort of special recognition and makes the houses here eligible for certain kinds of grants and tax credits, but it doesn't give any protection. And so the hope is now that we can take this second step by petition and following then the guidelines that the city has put in place for an overlay district here. And we're hoping that is the second step that will come. Through all of this, again, the sponsorship of Historic Pella Trust is a focus on protecting the neighborhoods and keeping this delightful looking feel. Now, as part of this process, the city created a Historic Preservation Commission, and the chairman of that commission is Jim Mansueto, and I'm going to turn the mic over to him.
Thank you, Bob. As Bob mentioned, I am the chair of this new commission, the Historic Preservation Commission that the city's established. And we are using this walking tour as a kickoff for informational sessions about what it might mean to live in a historic overlay zone. So today at 11:30, noon, and 1, I'll be giving a presentation in the Niebuhr's garage, kind of a little PowerPoint presentation, that will talk about what it means to be part of a historic neighborhood. This will be the first session of several that we'll be having to communicate with the neighbors, because it is really up to the people who live in this neighborhood to decide, yes, they want to be a part of it, what it means to protecting the homes in the neighborhood and preserving the character. So hope you can all attend this little information session. Thank you.
And Niebuhr's garage is right over there, right?
Yeah. Jim, what's your address?
514
Broadway. Thank you.
So, Mr. Mayor.
All right. I'm going to hand that to you for a minute.
Okay.
As long as you promise to give it back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to welcome you all here this morning. Today, we get to officially celebrate the creation of the first historic district in the city of Pella. It's been a long process, but with most things of value, it takes time to complete. Some may wonder why it's so important to recognize and preserve our historical structures and our regional integrity. First and foremost, it is our past that helps us develop our values, our direction, and our true sense of who we are. The Pella Historic Trust and Community Historic Commission have helped to protect our heritage and remind us of our roots. Second, it's a critical part of any strategy for the future must truly include preserving our history. If we do not remember and embrace it, we will never be able to effectively move forward. And finally, our history is generational. I've seen the benefit of linking the generations together. For the last 20 years, my family and I have lived in a 168-year-old home that was lovingly restored by my wife's grandparents. Our hope is that one day, one of our children will purchase the home and continue to provide the connection between generations. It is truly a blessing for all of us. Again, please allow me to welcome you and thank you for attending this event, and we look forward and encourage you to look to the past in order to plan effectively for the future. Thank you.
So let the ribbon cutting begin, and that will conclude these ceremonies. So then you're welcome to take a walk through the neighborhood down this block and the adjoining blocks with all the descriptions. So with this, Mayor and
Bruce, you want to come up? You were on the committee that helped start this thing too. All right, are we ready? Rhonda, hop in here. This was a group effort, right? All right, here we go.
Wow!
They are sharp. Thank you all.